Tonight, welcome to a very different, I guess, episode. Not, I don't know if it's different. It's still our same bullshit, but I specifically didn't write an intro for this one because this is going to be our last episode for a while. The Helios Network is shutting down, you know, and not in a bad way. You know, things just have happened, and it's time to do some different things with everybody's lives. You know, they've been kind enough to let us record through the end of the month, and we just wanted to just make this as kind of a special shout out as our last episode. There's no theme. There's no real direction for this. That's just going to be us kind of doing what, you know, inspired us to start this whole fucking thing. And it's just us bullshitting with each other and talking shit, throwing out some fucking weird, funny topics, you know. We want to give a big shout out at the beginning of this to everybody who's followed us along on this fucking whole thing. Thank you for your support. Thank you to the Helios Network. Thank you to my fucking two best friends here have with us. This has been a really, really fun journey, I think, for all of us. And not to get too heavy at the beginning, but because we're about to debate some very stupid fucking shit.
We'll save it for the end.
I don't want to fucking put a cloud over the room right now. But yeah, I think if you followed it this long, man, we love you. We appreciate you. And join us for this last special.
The last ride.
We're on hiatus, you know. We're TBD where this goes in the future. But for now, thank you all. And thank you for joining us on this kind of just farewell episode for now.
Thanks, guys.
Someone just crashed their car.
You don't think your hardest punch could kill a toddler in a wheelchair?
So nothing worse than when you go to unwrap a condom and it's a packet of ketchup.
Best cut of the chicken is the dinosaur part.
I want to try heroin.
Fuck the Beatles.
I am the most physically imposing of the group.
I feel like I could sit in a dark room with my own thoughts for quite a while.
I'm the best MacGyver that I know.
Fucking Captain Crunch is going to hurt the roof of your mouth.
Is it wrong if it's out of love and respect to eat you?
We do fucking roast beef.
I know we're dumb, but we're not that dumb.
I'm trying to figure out how long my mom and dad have sex for.
I forgot to mention that this is Master Innovators. If this is your first episode, I truly apologize.
We still never figured out how long my mom and dad have sex for.
You haven't asked?
No, not yet. I was kind of hoping that just casually. Maybe that'll come up at the holidays. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't even remember what the basis for that question was.
That was
now I remember. It's like, yeah, you have to watch your parents have sex every day or something like that.
Yeah.
Or participate one time.
Yeah, yep. One time you have to participate. Oh, my God. Like, well, we've only been, like, doing this for, we almost made it a year.
Motherfuckers.
51 weeks. We made it.
We just got one more without a whole year?
Uh-huh.
Mm. It's okay.
But we'll push for it. Who knows?
Yeah. Close.
Fucking walk. You know,
close only counts.
Retire while you're still on top, man, you know?
Yeah.
Eventually, there's something was going to happen that was like, oh, those guys are canceled or something.
I honestly, the fact that it's getting shut down because of the way it's getting shut down and not that we're canceled, I'll fucking take that shit.
Yeah. Welcome to Master and Debaters, guys, the show about soft topics with hard opinions. We have answered for the last 51 weeks all of life's great questions in about 55 minutes. I'm Puck.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Spencer.
And, farewell tour. I don't know what we call this episode, but welcome. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate all of you who have given us a listen. I said it in the intro, and I don't need to repeat myself, but... this is more akin to like a Sucker Punch episode. Just talking shit, random topics. There's not a time limit. Stick around. We're not doing a traditional 55 minutes. May go longer. May go fucking 10 minutes. I don't know. We may just decide to shut this down in 10 minutes.
I've already cried once, so I'm not.
We've got the first tear shed.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm going to piss Puck right off.
Oh, we're not doing a how are you?
Oh, Nope, we're getting right into it. All right, we got a lot of time.
We're all fucking sad.
We're all terrible.
We're all fucking sad. You're just going to hear about our shitty weeks like you have for 51 other weeks.
Alex is going to talk about how he's working. He's tired.
How I want burritos.
The one time Alex is like getting ready for 3 vacations to go on, right? Finally, we take it away from I'd say, yeah, let's just fucking get into it.
Yeah, we got no time to waste.
Let's just joke.
Okay, because there's a heavy cloud, or potentially, I wanted to bring it back, before we even started recording.
I was going to say, I'll interject here real quick. So what I did for this episode is when we came up with this podcast idea, we had a list of topics and questions that we started. This is how it all fucking started. And it's the light bulb just went off, I feel like, in Puck's head. Maybe not. I don't know. Nope, it did not. So a lot of these topics are things that we've never gotten to answer on an episode.
For a while, bud.
I know.
My landlord's been needing to change that light bulb for a minute.
That light bulb might have just a little bit of a fuse left in it, whatever, however light bulbs work. But go ahead, Alex. Go ahead and ask this question.
I wrote all my questions about an hour ago.
This is how it all started. All drunk in a bar, all hanging out, and we've never talked about it. And I'm really upset.
There's
the light. Yeah,
Which one is it?
Is water wet? I had to do.
It's the dumbest one that we've ever done.
We just couldn't do a whole episode on it.
Okay. Well, I can't remember everybody's stances on it.
Let's get into it.
Is water wet?
It self wets, and the counter argument is that no, water makes things wet.
I'm on the latter side.
I am as well.
If you put something in water, then it becomes wet. Wet is an affectation. Like wet is what it describes something that has been. You know. Oh shit! Fuck. it's been something that's been caressed by water is wet, right? But you don't describe things that are submerged in water as wet. Once they are removed from water, they are then wetted. But like you don't describe fish in the ocean as wet until you remove them from the, and it's like, oh, that fish is really wet, you know.
But what about wet, like wetting your whistle? Because that's not like you're not.
What are you, a fucking prospector? Who uses that fucking vernacular?
I am not dipping anything in water. So now you've got me. I'm sitting on the fence here because I was very much in Puck's boat. But I'm thinking about like wetting your whistle. Like,
well, the funny thing is when we've had these arguments in the past, when we had this argument in the past, you were against water itself being wet. You said that it wasn't. You said
water is not inherently wet. Okay, it creates wetness. But water, it's like it is and it isn't. This is the most abstract one because it's like water is wet, but it's a think therefore I am sort of situation.
No, it's not wet
because wetness is something you describe. It is an effect.
It's a sensation. It's a physical. Physical.
Until the aftermath. When I am in water completely submerged, I'm not like, oh, I'm so wet. It's like when I remove myself. there's the argument there too. It's like, okay, like, oh, wet pussy. Is that wet? Like, is it water? Is it wet? I don't know.
You've switched. When we first had this argument I remember specifically Old Glory.
Water is not wet.
You were what? I've always been 100% water itself is not wet.
Yeah.
It makes things wet. It is not wet itself. Wet.
That's exactly what I just said.
I know. I'm saying for the longest time you were on the other side of the argument.
I think you're thinking about Jake.
You and Jake were against me and Alex on this. No. By the way, this was a like 15 person fucking mass debate. If you ever want to see 15 at bartenders at 3:08 at 3 o'clock in the morning screaming.
Yeah. I mean, water is wet. Water is a wet thing. The water is wetness. It is wetness personified. But
you just said water is wet.
Yeah, I know. I'm going on both sides here, guys. Let me fucking.
You're playing the fence.
Yeah, like it is inherently wet, but the way we perceive water, I don't think my stomach's wet when I drink water, right? Like it is all like wetness is a perception, right?
Yeah.
Then like water is wet. It is
It makes things
it's
wet.
Not, though.
It is wetness personified, but we don't describe it that way until we are placed in and then removed. And then once you are removed and you're in air again, then you are wet because you are covered with
water. So my biggest argument to people who say that water is itself wet, my biggest argument, and Spencer knows this for the longest time, is water in the as a form of an ice cube in a space where it's below freezing.
Well, that's not wet.
Then it's not wet.
That's solid.
Yes. So that's my biggest argument, that water is itself not wet.
In that form, no. In liquid form, liquid is wet.
Liquid makes things wet.
But as water as steam, that is wet because it makes you wet.
No.
But so you just said it makes you wet. This is all
what happens when you hold an ice cube? It melts. It makes your hand wet.
Because of temperature change.
Yeah, it's still water. It's returning to its base
form. I know,
and
it's making you wet.
I want to argue the other side because you're just fucking being stupid. God, I hate this argument.
I'm sorry. I had to bring it back.
It's just so convoluted, and it can go so many different directions. Of everything that we argue normally on this podcast, it's so abstract. Like, there's no right answer. I mean, there is a right answer. Water is wet.
It's not.
But it's almost more of a philosophical argument where it's like, is water wet because it is, or is it because I perceive it as wet, right? Like, fucking Socrates ain't got shit on us.
What do you got, Spencer? Sorry, I've seen you're over there you got a big old grin watching us argue.
Only because we're talking philosophical, it brings me to this question.
How do I feel like something you're about to say is not going to be philosophical at all?
No, I think it's like semi-philosophical. We studied it in philosophy class.
Did you give your answer? Is water wet or not? Itself. Is water itself
he did
wet?
Answer,
I don't think water is real.
Okay.
Fun fact, did you know you can be allergic to water? And that is a real thing.
It's a very rare.
It's a very rare condition.
How do you survive?
You have to you have to use like powder to clean yourself, like dry shampoos and shit like that. Like, you have to get your hydration from other sources. It's like direct water.
It's an incredible, it's a skin condition.
That's fucking
like
insane.
Your skin cannot be wetted.
But I think you can like drink water, so you can be hydrated, but you can't be.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah, fun fact. My question is it better to know how you die or when you die?
I don't know. Did we ever talk about this one on the death episode?
I don't think. I think
did
it
we
was,
talk about this on the death episode?
I don't know if we did or not.
I mean, knowing
that was a tough.
That's like 40 episodes ago. Like no one's really going back into the death episode.
Also, we did multiple takes of the death episode, so I don't know if we discussed it.
Maybe that's how we get 52 or release that really morbid 20 minutes. Because we still have it saved somewhere.
No, it's at the end of the death episode. It's after the credits of the death episode. We placed it back in.
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't.
No, it's at the end of the death episode. Okay. If you go through the credits, you can listen to the first take of like this. Just we're like, oh no, we're gonna just gonna stop. This
Y'all,
is bad.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't the death episode before we all had to experience in the next month following? Like, if I'm doing my timeline right,
no, this was right after.
Was
because,
it?
Yeah. It was that. That's why it didn't feel as fun when we were like, let's go back.
Okay, that's.
It.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking?
Because we there was a lot of personal grief in the month around the death episode, and we were like, shit,
this seems like a great idea.
This is just not nearly as appealing as
well,
it was.
Well, maybe we just re-release that 20 minutes as our final episode. We make it to a year. It's the death of the Master Jesus. Invader, the Helios Network.
Okay.
Anyways,
well, whether we did it or not, is it better to know how or when? Because this would actually be funny if we have different answers.
For me, I think maybe it's how you die. I don't want to know when it happens because then I'm just gonna be living life on a fucking countdown. I would rather like, hey, if it's how I'm gonna die, I can at least like do a due diligence of like trying to avoid.
But what
that
like
thing.
What happens hypothetically if it's like a car accident? You have what? To drive every fucking right. day.
We're already recording, but we definitely did it because it's the same conversation.
Sorry.
No, because it is. But yet,
I mean, I don't know. Like, it's like, okay, do you want to be trying to avoid something your entire life, or do you want to like be like, okay, it's coming, it's happening this week, and like, I guess maybe. Actually, now that I think about it, I think when
I
actually hold on,
at least I can mentally prepare for that.
Would you
proud of himself. I don't know what's going on in his head right now, but he doesn't giggle like that unless he's got something fucking good.
Would you rather know when your podcast gets canceled or how your podcast gets canceled?
Well,
ta-da.
Here we are.
Both. I'm definitely still when I die. Like,
yeah,
I want to know when.
I guess there's some preparation involved. You can do, like, the mental processes of being like, all right, this is going to happen. We know when it's going to happen.
I'm going to go how, because if it is something vague, like a car accident, if it's something vague, like, I don't know, I slip and fall down stairs. Like, yes, for a good while, I think I'd try to, like, be hyper aware of those things. But I would get so annoyed having to do those tedious things every day where I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to live.
But I think when I die is much more appealing in the fact that, like, you know, 5 years from now, you know, in 5 years that
what
on this
day. What if you find
day,
out and it's like 2 days?
You're like, fuck.
Fuck.
I got shit to get done.
I got a lot I got to do in the next 2 days.
But that's my point. If you know when, you can do the most absurd shit that final week or that final 24 hours in advance. Like, dude, I'm robbing a bank.
Okay, hold on.
I am driving the opposite direction down the freeway. All the things, all my intrusive thoughts, they get to win for 1 week.
Like, yeah, because you also at that point have a level of immortality you're like, hey, I'm not dying until 3 years from now. I can do anything recklessly, and I know I'm not going to die.
I'm going to walk up and punch Puck in the nuts. I know I'm not going to die. I might get the shit beat out of me. So actually, that's a terrible intrusive thought. But that's how you could essentially live.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, there is a level of like, okay, I cannot die until this date.
I think we have had this conversation because the intro when I said I want to try heroin, that's what I said I would do on my last day.
Maybe it was. Well, for you listeners, that was a throwback.
I don't know.
All right, Puck, give us your next one. Or your first one?
Let's see. What do I got here? Would you rather live your life
That's good.
As a pug or as a goldfish?
Oh, is this the same lifespan as those current animals?
Yeah. Let's block them out as the exact same amount of time. You live the exact same. Goldfish live longer than people think they do.
The reason they don't. Don't live as long as I used to work at fucking PetSmart. The reason they don't live as long is because too many humans don't know how to take care of them, and they fucking kill them. They need aeration in the water, you know?
All right.
Fun fact.
Thank you, Beastmaster.
Hey, the scientist has to get all his
just
fucking
blow,
facts
just
out
blow
of the
bubbles into the water of your
but
goldfish.
Yeah,
that's actually what you have to do if the power goes out at a fish store.
Think of the worst. Like the worst pug. Like the one that's like both its eyes are looking at two different sides of the room and like can't breathe, and then like I'm thinking about like one of like the fucking like the goldfish that look like they've been like the ones that are like real weird and bubbly and like their eyeballs are all sticking off in weird places and they can't even like float properly. I'm thinking of the worst versions of both.
I'm
so
taking the pug.
I know
specifically because like there's plenty of fucking ugly dogs that are so ugly they're cute and still get love and attention. I know there's some like 32-year-old woman who's single who's gonna love the shit out of me and give me whatever I want for like the entirety of my life. Where
I can't imagine like not being able to breathe for my entire like I live for 10 years and I can't breathe the entire
time. I got a deviated septum, sleep apnea. That's how I sound when I sleep. Ask Jess.
Yeah, have you shared a hotel with
like just existence is a constant struggle.
I mean, I think about like if I actually put myself in the mindset, if I had a real, let's just say like as far as goldfish go, you can put them in koi ponds. So I'm picturing living in a koi pond and living just this free, although I'm not free, it's a semi-free life. So if I can just wait around, I mean, that's kind of how my existence already is. Like I just kind of float around with my intrusive thoughts and just like think and like do what I want to do.
I just wouldn't want to be alone. And that's like, I'm very extroverted.
I mean, you could have
I want
goldfish
friends. I know, but then you're like, I'm the one who survives. I just got to see all these goldfish die around me.
I mean,
goldfish
look at...
Goldfish have short-term memories. They don't remember shit as long. So.
Yeah, you're not...
Every day is a new
you
day.
Are, you are Bill Murray and Groundhog Day.
I mean,
day.
You're just living in bliss.
It's like the fucking Lego movie. You just wake up every day and you're like,
actually,
yeah!
No, that argument is pretty like advantageous because I'm like, you don't remember. So, like you said, every day is a new day. And you're just joyful bliss. For real. Oh my God. Okay.
I'm thinking like predators, like, okay, a hawk. I would rather get eaten by a hawk than get hit by a car. Because that's like your, when you're that small and you're a pug, like that's your best.
How many goldfish are getting eaten by hawks?
If you're like in a, dude, if you're in a koi pond, that's a very common, I used to work with animals. I know the death rate of these things.
No.
Dude, I
swear to
God. You
don't get to sit here and be like, yeah, it's a common occurrence that goldfish get eaten by hawks. It happens all the time in the wild.
In the Petco.
Like, that's such bullshit.
It does.
It's, I swear to God. Anyway, that's not a real statistic.
If there's now more than ever on the last fucking episode, if there's a listener out there who can back me on one of my dumb statistics,
no.
Please.
Hawks aren't even like water-based predators. They're thinking of eagles.
No, dude, anything. Falcon, hawk, eagle. Okay.
You're saying more goldfish, small fish. There's like trout, bass, salmon. They're not going after
koi ponds
those?
Are easy. Oh, they're so easy. Because it's the same.
You're the one who came up with the idea that it's in a koi pond. It could just be in a fucking fish tank, dude.
Then I got.
You're the one that's like, it's not, I didn't say,
it's a goldfish.
Didn't say koi, I said a goldfish. Like the one you get at a fucking carnival.
But that's just it.
Shout out to our carnival episode.
That's just it. If I'm a goldfish, eventually I'm going to outgrow my tank. Because goldfish, another fun fact, don't stop growing ever.
That's
true. They will continue to fucking grow until, so the bigger the space you get them, and that's what typically happens. Most people that get goldfish from a PetSmart for fucking 15 cents, they get a small tank. If you eventually take care of it and it grows, you are putting it in a koi pond.
This is what people wanted from our fucking final episodes. Goldfish guilt trips.
Wait. What
you
if you were
feel,
just talking?
You should feel bad about that, guys.
What if you were
you
just talking?
Fish, you should feel bad.
What if you it's were just talking about memory. Goldfish crackers the whole time?
I mean, that's not an existence.
You're either, I mean, maybe it is.
The snack that smiles back.
Goldfish.
Check out our snacks
nice,
episode.
I like that.
Go back.
Is that the all we're doing? Is this just a giant advertisement for our podcast?
I can do this.
This is just a rewind. This is the great, like, this is the clip episode of a fucking show.
All right, so I got one.
Dumb.
I wasn't going
let's
to,
do it.
But now I am.
Fucking let there be light. Let there be light.
What the fuck just happened?
I don't know. The
Here
fucking
we go.
Lights just turned
Here we go.
On. I love
okay,
it. Thanks,
here's
Owen.
My next question. What sport would you be good to add?
You are butchering this question, by the way.
How did you write this down?
What sport would you be good?
Okay.
How drunk were you when you wrote
something.
This?
Okay, what sport would be the funnest to add a mandatory amount of alcohol to? Shout out to our sports episode.
God damn it. And our drinking episode, where you guys got drunk.
I feel like that was like the fucking thing that every sport did up until like the 70s. Like basketball players, football players, baseball players, they were all drunk when they were playing. Like,
yeah.
You ever look at like 70s football and they're just drinking a beer and smoking a cigarette on the sidelines?
Baseball was most well known for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to take hockey.
Hockey?
Because I think you're taking.
Like there's too much coordination involved.
I think there's an essence of like old, like. Gladiator type shit. You are giving these guys weapons, so now they're drunk, they have weapons, they have sharp blades, they have sticks, they're shooting a chunk of rubber at 100 miles an hour, they're slipping and falling on ice. It's just, it's entertaining.
So
it's
my only argument to that is like, if it's a mandatory amount of alcohol, and I'm just saying just over the legal limit, right? Still functionable, still like, I could, it's not like
you're
blackout.
You got a little buzz going.
Yeah. I still think like, the reason hockey's fun is because all of these guys are so talented. Same with why I wouldn't do it with football or basketball. It's like the intricacies of like the focus of these athletes, I think, is hindered by that. So, yes, the fights in hockey would be insane. But the actual game would be boring.
I mean, then what's yours? Maybe that'll get my juices going.
NASCAR.
Fucking make me wet. NASCAR. Yep. Yep.
That's honest. That was, you stole it, but I got another one on backup. But continue with NASCAR. Go ahead.
I mean, the answer is there. You know what it is. Like, it's just going to be cars crashing all the time. It's
no,
be great.
Just over the legal limit. So I mean, not.
It's just enough. It's like, okay, sometimes it's fun to drive buzzed.
But it's kind of like that. It's the purge theory.
People are
going
to take a little bit more risks.
It's the purge.
I guess I'll say, like, they're gonna be a little edgier. They're gonna ride a little closer to someone's bumper, and you're gonna see a significant increase in accidents.
Did you guys ever play like NASCAR video games back in the day?
No,
because the first thing you did was immediately
shout out to our video games episode.
God damn it!
Fuck, we're good at this.
Okay.
You immediately turned your car 180 and you just drove
the opposite direction. Yeah, there was one that was available on PC that was a racing game that I remember playing as a kid.
No, I was going to say, it's kind of like the Purge mentality in the sense of, like, if you've ever seen the movie The Purge,
Mad Max.
I was trying to think of what episode maybe we've talked about, killing people and crime.
Let's have some content here.
Yeah. The Purge mentality of, if you get one day every year to commit all the crime without being, like, actually charged for it, you would get all that out, and then people are going to live a much happier life 364 days a year. If let's just say the common man could get into NASCAR, then, like, if I used to have a fucking DUI, like, I've never had a DUI, but I had a drinking and driving problem, I would rule at this sport, and I'd probably be like, I can get it.
Yeah, I'm getting good all at done. It. I've been training for years.
It's a nice
good God.
It's a nice PSA too, like. You know, like, maybe you don't drink and drive.
My follow-up answer would be gymnastics. I think that'd be fucking like somebody on the fucking split beams, and it's like all of a sudden just one hand doesn't grip as hard as it should. you see a lot of bodies just catapulting.
The floor routines would get a lot better, too. Yeah,
just be like some drunk dude with a fucking... It's like this scene from Old School where he's just like whipping what's the thing called?
The ribbons.
Like, the ribbon dance would be a lot more erotic, I think. It'd just be like, I got like two glasses of wine in me. I'm going to come out to Genuine's Pony and fucking.
It could be sponsored by booze, though. Yeah. Ribbon dancing could be, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Sponsor.
There you go.
I mean, alcohol's already a sponsor of pretty much every major sport. So
you're not wrong.
Let's just fucking. Wow. So, wait, you said you had a backup. I stole one, but.
UFC.
I mean, that's just that we get to see that. We can see that any Friday, Saturday night at any bar.
Okay. So, the reason I'm not saying boxing is because, yes, boxing, there's a lot of rules, right? UFC, there's not a lot of rules. And again, same with NASCAR. You see people taking bigger risks and not necessarily like dodging that one punch, like just a quarter inch. Like, you would see. Some fucking dudes.
Yeah, I mean, if you remove fine motor skill, like, if we're talking about just buzzed, and you remove the fine motor skills that it takes to operate at a high level of a sport, there's gonna be a lot more action going on.
And
depending on the sport.
That's why I'm like, UFC, you see so much more like Superman, like punch, or just like, you know what? I'm feeling confident. I'm just going to go jump and double kick him right in the chest. Let's see what happens.
I wonder if like you applied, like, I'm just like now thinking about like other sports, like fucking swimming. Like, would people just end up drowning? Like,
well, I was thinking like long distance running and shit, like, or just like out. Track in general. I'm like, you're so dehydrated.
What's the fucking sport where you just cross country ski and then shoot
It's called cross country skiing.
No. And then you shoot the fucking target with either a crossbow or a rifle.
I know what you're talking. I forget what it's called.
It's an Olympic sport.
Just people passing out halfway through the snow. Yeah. They can't hit a target.
There's going to be a lot more breaks. It's just going to be like, oh, God. I need to take a break.
Well, speaking of sports, I actually had a sports question, too. Okay. And so this is one I had written down and we never got to talk about on the sports episode. Should all sports teams that are based around a city, so we're not talking individual sports, should all sports teams that are based around a city have to have the same colors?
I don't understand.
Okay, so for instance, like, perfect example. We're in Nashville. We've got the Tennessee Titans, which they are like baby blue and white are their two primary colors, a little bit of red. And then you've got the Predators
that
are gold.
So any franchise all have to share the same colors.
Like, anything that's in a city has to share.
I'll come back at you with a secondary question. I think any sports team that's in a city should be only supplied with athletes from that fucking state.
That would be actually really cool.
I think if you want to have some real fucking like pride in your team, everybody has to be from that state.
Man, there's a lot of fucking states that are never going to win anything.
That's fine. then you don't get a professional sports team anymore.
I mean, that's fair. Yeah.
It's like the Olympics, but in like internally in the country, it's like, no, you only get to work like you're going to see states that are going to be like, okay, we're going to start putting a lot of money into building up student athletes.
Okay. So then what's the rule as far as like,
but
oh,
yes, I also agree. I think it would be cool if there was cohesion between sports teams. I didn't mean to fucking furlough your question.
No, because like, yeah, so the Titans are like baby blue, red, and white. And then our Nashville soccer club's like fucking neon. It's like a highlighter. It's not even green or yellow.
I mean, their black jerseys are pretty sick, though.
Yeah,
the men in black.
But then you've got the Grizzlies, which I don't follow basketball, but they're technically Tennessee as well.
I mean, they're baby blue and white as well. They're similar to the Titans.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. They kind of have like a Tar Heels almost color.
I mean, you know, like I think
I know this is not super argumentative.
Does that apply to professional, or does it also apply to college?
I think college is too tough because there's so many more schools. Yeah. You know, like you've got 32.
There's also only so many color schemes.
For sure.
I know, but I do think it's advantageous for the team. Like,
perfect example is Boston. You've got the Celtics, which are green. You've got the Patriots, which are silver, blue, and red. You've got the Bruins that are black and yellow. And then you've got the Red Sox, which are red and white. There's none of them are even fucking close to one another.
My argument for is like,
this is definitely a question that was formed by OCD.
You're not wrong. You are not wrong. It's like when I used to play Roller Coaster Tycoon, all of my rides had to have the same color scheme so that the whole park
shout
matched.
Out to our video game episode.
We need to get a checklist going and make sure we hit them all. I have the file on my phone. I'll be able to do it once we go to break. I'll try to pull it up real quick. I don't know. I also think for like, you know, I consider myself a pretty diehard sports fan, even though I failed at sports trivia on the sports episode. But to the
who won that one?
Fuck you. To the common.
Did I win that one?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
remember I gave
fucking
you easy ones and I gave Spencer the hardest.
Yeah, how's that feel, bitch?
Hey, you had an advantage. He doesn't know about sports. You just said you're a big sports fan.
Yes.
I feel like it was fair.
So to the common man, to the people who know nothing about sports, like Puck.
I know shit about sports. Ask me a question about sports.
No, I'm not going to do that because I actually don't have anything off the top of my head.
You lose.
What's a safety?
That is
this is in football.
Yeah, no, I know it's from football. Okay. I think I know what it is, but it's some form of a touchdown, right? Where it's like, or it's in the ends. I don't fucking know.
Actually here, I got one. What is Minnesota's NBA team?
The Minnesota.
It's the Timberwolves. Shout out to our dogs and cats episode.
The Vikings. God damn it. Okay.
All right, Puck, what you got for us?
Shout out to our holiday episode. You have to, and I'm going to use one of these characters as a verbiage, but it's based on the movie, The Santa Claus. So you have to, we know what I'm talking about.
Tim Allen.
Yeah. Tim Allen, he becomes Santa Claus. So you have to Santa Claus with a mythical figure, such as, let's say, Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy, Leprechaun, fucking Father Time, or whatever. I'm trying to think of more, but those are the ones that come to
mind. You have to sign a contract, and you become this mythical creature.
Yeah, Tim Allen just killed Santa Claus, didn't he? And then he became Santa Claus.
It was an accident, but yeah, it wasn't necessarily murder.
Okay,
it was manslaughter.
Like you accidentally kill the fucking Tooth Fairy and become the Tooth Fairy. You accidentally kill the Easter Bunny and become the Easter Bunny.
That one's pretty good.
Shout out to our holiday episode.
What do you got? I need time for my brain to work.
So I mean, I think Spencer's probably picking Santa Claus, but I would go. And so let me ask, do we consider like Jack Skellington like a Halloween figure, or is it more abstract than that?
I mean, he could be Halloween or Christmas. I think you get to choose, kind of.
I don't know, man.
That's what I hate about that movie is that it falls into both categories because it doesn't. Pick one or the other. Y'all fucking decide. I love my Christmas movies. Shout out to my girlfriend who loves her Halloween movies.
Dude.
Fucking decide as a general populace.
I went to Home Depot yesterday and they already have a whole ass Christmas section right next to Halloween.
Let's go.
It's fucking bullshit. Like Christmas music playing. Like we're not even 2 weeks out from Halloween. It's Halloween. It's 2 weeks out and you guys have an entire section full of fucking blow up Christmas shit and trees. I don't even want to, I'm going to go on a rant. I'm going to pick a leprechaun.
Why?
Because they have gold.
They have gold?
Yeah, you have to catch them to get their gold, but they have gold.
That is true, yeah.
But no one's ever caught a leprechaun to actually prove that they have gold. So we don't know that they have gold.
Leprechauns aren't real things. That's why that hasn't happened, Spencer. Do you think you can actually find the end of a rainbow,
Wait,
Spencer?
Is Santa real? Is Santa not real?
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking, oh, sorry, I'm the tooth fairy.
I don't get to bring this to all you guys. Honestly, the tooth fairy is a good scheme. You get like free teeth and people give you money.
Fuck no.
No one gives you money.
No, you give them money. You give them money,
and
I am
not walking into children's bedrooms at night
to take their teeth. Unless you're into teeth. Nope. I'll pick a leprechaun because they're tricksy creatures. They're very whimsical. They kind of exist in like this kind of like, ooh, you're never going to catch me. Lucky Charms. You have cereal named after you. Shout out to our fucking, which episode was that? Was it cereal? Did we do a cereal episode?
What we did do. I mean, but technically.
I know we talked about cereal mascots.
Yeah, what episode? Oh, it was the goat episode.
The goat episode.
Yeah, yeah.
We also talked about it because we talked about Captain Crunch.
That was another Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch.
Yeah, okay, there it is.
So two and one stone.
Shit.
Two with one stone, not one stone.
Yeah, they're just wily creatures, and I think, you know, I can relate to them in some ways.
Wouldn't be a Master and Debaters episode if you didn't say something weird. I'm taking the Easter Bunny. Here's the thing. I think being Santa Claus seems, just like at the forefront, it seems really awesome. That's a lot of work. I just want to enjoy the holiday. Yeah. I know you have this magical amount of time, but it doesn't sound that.
And it's specifically the Tim Allen experience. You're like, oh, okay, we did it, guys. Now we're going back to 364 days of work.
But you're not doing anything on those 364. You're watching a bunch of little elves run around, and you're having to just manage. It sounds like you're not even getting the salary of like a shitty retail manager.
Yeah, but you got like a lot of magic and a whole like fucking castle in the North Pole.
You got a lot of names you got to keep track of. Figure out who gets presents, who gets coal. I'm out. I'm taking the Easter Bunny.
That's a lot of children.
I think the Easter Bunny. You get to fuck with people because you do get to hide things. You know, like
when does Santa Claus stop bringing you presents? When do you stop becoming a child?
It's now.
With what you believe?
Is there a cutoff?
When you stop believing in Santa Claus.
When do you leave the naughty or nice list?
When you stop believing. You're excommunicado.
I would actually watch a John Wick Santa Claus film. That would be fucking sick.
Oh, my Lord.
I thought I had... Sorry, I was going to go down a really bad rabbit hole. But speaking of rabbits, I'm taking Easter. I also get my own cereal because I got tricks.
That's not the Easter Bunny.
It's basically the Easter Bunny.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm doing Cupid.
Oh, I forgot about Cupid. Thank you.
That was one of the holidays. It's the same thing, right? So it's once, like, Valentine's Day, right? Oh, love's in
it's
there.
Not, it's
Cupid's
just pretty loose
air.
Obligation, you know? You're just like, hey, just make people fall in love. Shoot people there.
I get to shoot people, right, in the ass.
It's fun.
And then I also could be like, I know this isn't going to work out, but I want to see how it plays out.
I want to see how this one goes.
This person's going to love this person way more.
Ooh, you see that guy wearing a Trump hat and that girl with a septum piercing? Let's see what happens when they're together.
Let's fuck around and find out.
Shout out to our reality TV episode because that's what all reality TV is.
And then the rest of the year, you're just fucking chilling.
Yeah, and then just being a little fucking baby.
Like, I get to be an asshole, but then I also get to be like, no, yo, these two, they're going to meet.
Who wipes Cupid's ass? He's like a little cherub.
Aphrodite.
He usually wears a diaper, doesn't he?
I was like, what holiday is around? I don't know.
Easter.
I don't know.
That's where the chocolate for Easter comes from.
How about we take a break and we'll figure out the answer to that, and we'll be right back to finish our last hurrah.
Oh,
misclick. No. It's not like weak.
I won't lie. This song, I'm going to miss our intro a lot. I'm not going to miss this break music.
I honestly won't either. It was funny.
I love the break music.
I think it just holds a different weight now in my life. Like, hearing this song, I fucking never want to hear it again.
You're never going to hear it again.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. We're just going on hiatus.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
All right. Welcome back in, guys.
And we're back.
The last ride, the last hurrah.
I
want to
talk shit about this so bad.
What are you drinking?
No, it's it's a thing that somebody represents.
But what's just what flavor is it?
It's banana flavored and it's gross.
Reminds me of my old Hotmail account name, Free the Bananas. Shout out to our internet episode. Go back and listen to it.
That's the only reason.
That's the only
reason
I know.
Is this whole episode just going to be a guilt trip? Just like, yeah. Hey, listen to our episodes. You're the reason why this is happening.
All right,
you
we haven't
free
talked...
the bananas. It's your fault.
Who presented the last question?
I don't even
you
know.
Did.
What was the last question?
Oh, yeah, it was the holiday
thing.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's okay. My turn.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Let me have my moment.
Oh, go for it, man.
Good God. I was going to say, we haven't talked about dicks in this episode. So.
<Okay. laughs> What is that noise? Yeah, that's being picked up.
No, I can hear it.
We're good. Okay, every time.
It's fucking whatever, man.
Your dick gets hard. It makes a sound, and it makes it audibly enough where everyone around you can hear it.
Okay, I'm not gonna
just like this mic, just like the mic stand. So everyone's
all
right,
we're done. Rip the Band-Aid.
So every time you get hard, your dick makes a sound. What is the sound?
Easy. I hate Star Wars, but it is the sound of a fucking lightsaber.
Low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
So even out when you're out in public, like accidentally got like a halfy, like it makes the sound.
I mean, that's my initial. Yeah, give me a second, and I'll be fucking funnier. I don't know. I thought
no,
the lightsaber was pretty fucking.
That's a really good one.
That's where my brain went first.
I'm just letting you know that even if you're in public and you get a halfy by accident, it makes the sound.
It makes the noise of Jar Jar Binks. I mean, there's so many fucking sounds. Like, I go to, like, Pikachu. I think that one would be really cool.
Pika. A child's laughter.
I think back to, like, AOL. Like, shout out to that episode again, but, like, you've got mail.
Boom,
like,
boom.
That would be, yeah.
The Netflix sounds.
It's just, like.
That's ironic.
I'm not even going to try to sing it because I can't sing it right now. The fucking Disney. Like, you know, like.
It's just an old creaky door.
Mine's Dolby Digital Max. Do you
remember? The audience is now listening.
where it's like,
actually, you know what? I know what mine is.
Go on.
Oh, fuck off.
This is foreplay.
Just turn it off. Oh my God. I saw the button.
Or does it sound more like. if your dick could be one noise on the soundboard, would it be.
Shout out to our 4th of July episode.
I would do the Wasted Truth one.
There's a lot of options.
Mine's the shout out one.
Friends. I got family.
Mine's the shout out sound.
Yeah. Oh, holy shit.
Oh, God.
Or is it...
Emotional damage.
Yeah, that's actually probably more accurate.
Okay, Alex, did you have an answer other than the shout out?
Mine's Adobe Digital.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
Like, it's so, it starts so soft and it gets so intense.
I like the sound of like a bullwhip.
So, what's funny is I was going through like all of our notes for episodes today and I had an idea for like, oh, we'll do an episode on like pet peeves. Like, what are the worst pet peeves? One of mine on my list is that Dolby Digital sound. I actually get really angry when I'm in a movie theater or like someone's living room.
Yeah. That's what I did. It's a buildup.
So angry right now. It's just that buildup. It fuck.
Doesn't do it for you.
Yeah. No. But the pet peeves episode will never happen. Thank God, because that would be like a 1 week long episode and it'd just be me talking.
Tough. Good Lord.
All right. Speaking of dicks,
shout out to every single one of our episodes. I think that you say dicks, that just blanket covers every episode we've ever done.
There again, we've made a lot of jokes.
I've
on
got
this
a dicks
episode.
Question too, guys.
Oh hell!
Let's go three for three now.
We'll do our round.
I mean, mine's not full. Mine's not fully. It's just in the sexual realm.
That's fine.
Which is usually where my dick is. if you were a furry, what kind of furry would you be?
There are different kinds?
Yeah. What animal?
Okay.
Jesus Christ. God. I didn't
gross
think that was
a question. I hate this. So if I was going to be an anthropomorphic animal sexualized, what would I be? What you're saying.
And what would you be attracted
to? If I was going to be a sexy animal, what
would be your
sexy
mate?
Animal would I be?
And what would be your mate?
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know enough about the furry world. Is it broad strokes? You can be no pun intended. like whatever animal you want to be.
I think so. I mean, I don't.
I feel like I see a lot of cats and foxes and like dragons.
I feel
dragons.
Like there's like a feline thing.
I mean, yeah. There again, we're not here to shame, but I think like wasn't it you and I playing Pokemon?
I can't get on board. With that
weren't
one.
You and I playing Pokemon Go one day in the park, and we saw like a bunch of dragon furries?
There's so many sexy Pokemon.
Shout out to our Pokemon Go episode that we did.
Fuck you. We were all there, by the way. I was there too.
Were you?
Wait,
actually?
Can we be a Pokemon furry?
It was at Bicentennial, and there was a whole group of them in the section, like yiffing and yaffing.
And they had their own like area, right?
Yeah.
Like.
They were doing a thing.
It was like yard games.
It was also middle of summer, and I was like, that's a big commitment to be in a fucking furry outfit in the middle of summer in Tennessee.
I mean, you know.
Outside.
Yeah.
No AC.
But yeah, like, what are you going as?
Jackrabbit.
All right.
I feel like that's like.
What's the difference between a jackrabbit and a rabbit?
A jackrabbit and a rabbit? I don't know, actually. I was going to say a jackrabbit has horns, but that's a jackalope.
That's a jackalope.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be a jackalope because I want horns.
There you go. Because he's a horn. He's horny.
I'm a horn rabbit.
It's a
euphemism. Well, if he's a jackrabbit.
I'm a horny rabbit.
It's a euphemism. I'll be a mole.
Ew.
Because they're blind. I'll have to see all the shit at the convention.
Just have all these... They also have really long fucking fingernails, so you just stop cutting your fingernails.
Just burrowing in the corner. I don't know, man. It's a bizarre question.
I love
honestly, maybe something like avian. I don't know, like a bird or some sort, like a sexy ostrich. Got long necks and long legs.
The one fucking bird that can't fly.
Also, like, for a costume, I feel like that would be really difficult.
Like,
but hey, you know what
they say about tall, skinny dudes, you know. Fucking got
pencil dicks.
They'll bury their head in your sand.
But that actually makes me think of something. Like, as far as ostriches go, I think they're the creature. I could be very wrong. My science facts have kind of left me. But like being a camel, you could just spit on people.
Honestly, you could spit on people. You're a person. You can spit on people no matter what animal you are.
No, you cannot. You get suspended from school for that, and I would know. Shout out to our back-to-school episode.
I knew it. I fucking knew it was coming.
They're just coming to me. I swear to God, I'm not planning these. I did get sent home from school for that. Back in the day, I was a little dickhead. So,
Maybe an octopus? Octopi are my favorite
animals. Okay, that's pretty cool.
Those are my favorite animals.
Octopi are.
I don't know if I ever shared that on this podcast.
I don't think you have.
Octopi are my favorite animals.
Thank you for being vulnerable with us.
Octopus.
What? That's not a real word, is it?
No, it's
no,
not.
No, it's not.
All right, well, what's
what's your dick question?
Yeah.
Oh, I have one too. let me get in here. All right.
What
so
I said about my dick the first time.
This is a two-parter. Well, not really. It's you got two options. All right. So you get one wish, and like literally, you wish for fucking anything, but you have to eat an actual bag of dicks, or you can get any superpower you choose, but you lose your penis forever.
How big is a bag of dicks?
We're a potato sack.
A potato sack, like a 10-pound bag.
Wait, solid bag of dicks.
But you don't get... maybe I miss her. Do I still get the superpowers if I eat the fucking bag of dicks? Or
no.
Do I just eat a bag of dicks to fucking live?
So you have two options. You get a wish. You can get an infinite wish. You can get a wish for whatever you want in the entire universe, but you have to eat a bag of cock. Or you can get a superpower of your choosing, but you're a Ken doll. You lose your penis.
Give me the Ken doll.
Really?
Oh, my God. To have superpowers?
You could use your wish to get a superpower, and you still have your dick.
Then you have to eat 10 pounds of cock.
Also, yes.
Freshly harvested. You know, they're all fresh.
Can I cook them?
I mean, yeah,
or
are they prepared in any sort of way?
Can I?
Prepare
them as
butter?
That's the tough part of the question. Do I leave them raw, or are you allowed to prepare them in some way? I think it's funnier if you had to eat a raw dick, but...
I mean, that makes that's the Ken doll answer instantaneous. If I can prepare them anyway, that makes me more...
I mean, it's still not fun. Like, it's still...
No!
It's still cock, but... And like you're just eating a penis.
I mean, are these like cleaned? Like are they even prepared in that sense?
No,
you
they're harvested.
I don't take a fish out of the river and just eat it.
They're harvested, sanitized. We're talking base of the shaft to the tip. We're not talking balls. just dick. It's a smorgasbord. You have some little guys. You got some big dudes. Some circumcised. Some not. You know, a variety of colors and origins. They're let's just say we cut them all that day, man.
Is why the podcast didn't make it a year.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Here's the thing. Like,
I think it's funnier that you have to chew your way through a bag of raw dicks, because you know eating a dick is not going to be easy.
I just don't.
It's going to be a very tough, chewy experience.
I just don't like eating to begin with, so that's why I'm more inclined to be like, maybe with the superpowers you could still like fucking get your rocks off and get whoever else off.
You could get the superpower and just be like, I want to be dick man. It's like, I just got a superpower dick.
Yeah.
I guess that's the workaround there.
I'm eating the dicks.
I don't want to lose my penis. I love my penis.
He's
my fucking best friend.
He's
dude.
A homie. Also, if I'm allowed to prepare them, I will.
I think if I can prepare them, it's a different answer.
So you got 10 pounds. How are you preparing these penises?
This is my kind of debate.
tell me how you're going to cook a dick to eat it.
I think you prepare a nice brown gravy, some mashed potatoes on the side, and you do like a chicken fried steak sort of situation here. You just fucking hammer them down.
Just pork tenderloin it. Just fucking pound it until it's just rail thin.
Yeah.
It's Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah. That's exactly how I'm preparing it.
Oh, I'm going hot dog style. Just over...
On a bun?
On a bun.
Shout out to our hot dogs versus hot dog sandwich episode.
I literally looked up the list. Yeah, you're a part of it. It's so fun now, isn't it?
Oh, man. Oh, I'm going to cook it over the like a campfire.
I think more than anything, it just means we're fucking redundant.
Just make it extra crispy. Just like I could throw as much fucking zhuzh on it as I want.
Chicago style dick.
And eat my sandwich, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well,
teach your own.
There we go.
I get to keep my dick and I get a superpower.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do I get to know what my superpower is?
Do you guys
No, you lose your dick if you get the superpower. You get a wish if you eat the dicks. What are you wishing for? What's your ultimate wish?
Superpower.
But like part of me thinks
okay, cool.
Part of me thinks if you didn't have the dick and you still had this cool superpower and you were a superhero.
Honestly,
now,
it might be a little bit freeing not to have a penis.
So that's where I was going to go with. You don't have to worry about the chafage. You don't have to worry about anyone kicking you there.
It's also I'm not just led on a leash by this fucking appendage of mine.
Yeah.
This thing doesn't make hard decisions for me anymore.
Maybe for the first time in our lives, we're thinking clearly and just rational.
To be clear, you still have balls.
Yeah, you can still.
Nah, let me eat. I will eat a fucking semi truck.
It's a Ken doll with a fat sack. There's no dick, just balls.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Just then you got to put a special pouch in the superhero suit for just your balls. I'm good. Give me I'll eat the whole bag.
All right.
And then some. I'll eat your bag.
I'm going to rewind it because I have another kind of sex question, but I'm going to save that one. This one's it's pretty basic, but I feel like it could be fun. Would you rather speak every language there is to know, or would you rather be able to speak to animals?
Animals.
That easy?
Animals. That's something I've wanted since had memories.
But what
if I want to be able to talk to animals?
But what if you just find out, like, I love this kitten that you guys have heard me talk about for weeks that we have. Like, I love her to death, but she is so stupid. Like, you ever look at something in its eyes and you go, there's not much there. Like, there's a light on, but man, someone left for vacation 4 weeks ago and they just forgot to turn the light switch off.
Yeah.
That's this kitten. And I like to think if I was like, oh, I can speak to you. What are you going to say? And she'd just be like, hi. Like that, like I feel it'd be that scene from Forgetting Sarah
Marshall.
You're
not gonna have deep conversations with an animal, but there are superheroes that are based around their ability to talk to animals. Animals are easily manipulated. They are stupid. So if you can talk to them and you can basically be like, I can talk to you and then therefore I can tell you what to do in a way that's not just being like sit, stay.
I think there's a lot of animals that are way smarter than we are.
I don't know.
I don't think we give them enough credit.
So the reason I don't want to talk to animals is
because
I consider
motivated,
that, like,
they're not like,
I think
so
like
many...
that spider you're going about to try to kill. It's just
oh,
like,
dude,
no, man. Like I got a wife.
I got 3,000 children.
I got a wife and I got 3,000 kids. Like, I promise I won't come near you guys. Just like, let me be.
Or like, hey, motherfucker, I dare you to squash me. You don't know what the wrath of killing me is.
You think I'm the only one?
Yeah.
There's 2,000 more in the walls and I'll start a revolution.
My fucking, how many eyes do they have?
You
they
just got hear, the, just, yeah, ha, just hear the incessant screams inside of a pug's head.
Or you're trying to go to bed and that cricket is just going, fuck you, fuck you.
Hey, he brought up pugs. Shout out to our final episode ever where we talked about, is it better to be a goldfish?
Also, cats versus dogs.
There we go.
We haven't touched that one yet.
Yeah, we have. Remember I did the Timberwolves?
So it's
shout out to the episode where you and I got into it about you flipped your computer off the table.
No, so that's hard for me because if you can, like, you're about to go fucking swap that mosquito or you're about
to. You can do a lot being able to speak any language. You know, I guess there's a lot there.
Because
wish I spoke one other language.
Yeah. You think about traveling and just how much you lose. Take it as, like, you know, being American. If someone speaks to me, I used to work over off like Nolensville where there's a large Hispanic community and I couldn't speak Spanish. And there's not a connection here. If you could just connect with anyone, people would, it'd make travel easier. You could live so much more peacefully. Fucking.
I'm taking language too, because think about, like, my brother is thinking about trying to learn Spanish so that he could get a government job being a translator at the courthouse for 80 grand a year, just because he could speak two languages. Imagine you work at one of the nicest law firms in the world, and you're like, whatever fucking person you come to me with, I got you. I can translate it. You don't need to know fucking dick. You can just be like, I'm telling them that, and they're telling me this, I'm telling you that.
There's something to be said for being able to talk shit to everybody in any language.
Oh, yeah. And you can never get ripped off in a country because you're like, yo, come on. I know what you're saying, your homie over there. You ain't going to rip me off.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it goes back to the superpowers thing. Like, the ability to read minds.
Trying to rip off us English people.
I don't blame them.
We deserve it.
Yeah. but I am going to take animals. I think that sounds...
I'm taking language.
I think it's going to be more fun to be able to talk to my dog.
I know that.
I think just talk to anything.
Yeah.
Like, yo, what the fuck did you get into? Like, I feel like I could actually have more interesting conversations. All right,
so let me amend this question. If I could talk to animals, can they have a conversation with me? Or is it the intelligence of that animal?
The intelligence of the animal.
Okay. But I feel like...
So I could probably have a conversation with, like, a great ape.
Like a dolphin. I know they're super intelligent.
It would probably be like talking to like a fifth grader, but I could have a conversation.
But I mean, even like Olaf, like
Olaf's smart enough to have a conversation.
You know, when he barks, you could be like, oh, he wants to go outside. Whether that's just him going poop, poop, poop.
But like my cats,
like at least you would know, you know what I mean?
I got shit, I got shit, I got shit. Fuck, shit, I got shit. I wanna eat. I wanna eat.
Ooh, yeah. I can eat my own shit. That's cool.
Or you could just be like, hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm watching you again.
I'm going to eat that poop.
Hey, Dad.
Fucking
chill.
Olaf has Mike Tyson's internal voice.
Also, if you choose to talk to animals, I'm changing it. You sound just like the animal.
What, the conversation, like, in response is equally as stupid?
So everyone around you just hears you making weird fucking noises.
Puck, what you got next?
Would you rather have nipple-sized fingers or finger-sized nipples?
Wait, nipple-sized fingers? So they're like...
Are we talking
about... It depends on how long your nipples are, but yeah. So you've got nipples for fingers or fingers for nipples?
I gotta go finger-sized nipples. It's so uncomfortable and weird, but like you could tape them down. Or if they're actual appendages, you can use them.
Yeah, no, like let's say that they're I'm removing the finger-sized. It's nipples for fingers, but they're functional fingers. They're just the size of nipples.
Yeah.
Or fingers for nipples, and they are... Your middle finger nipple, but it is a functional appendage.
I'm taking the finger nipples. Like, you could carry something. Like, you ever been like where you have like your keys, your phone, and you're getting out of your car and you're like, God, I just need like one more.
Trying to fold a towel would be so much easier. Just
or like fold a fitted sheet.
Yeah,
you're like,
fitted sheet.
You're like, hold this.
Like, I think also, like, you know, like, if we're playing video games, you got both hands on a controller and you're in the game, and, like, when Miley comes over, it's like, hey, where did you set whatever? And I could just point with, like, my left nipple. Just, like, it's over there, babe. Just fucking, just, yeah.
I also imagine, like, sexy stuff, though, and I'd be like,
That I don't.
you're like someone's like she's on top and her finger like her fingers are just like poking you in the eye.
I thought she never mind.
Just fish hooking you with her tits.
I mean, you could just caress her.
Just like you know, you see like there would be a whole thing of like people touching their finger nipples together and just doing like little like homie pounds with their fingers, just interlocking and stuff.
I mean, yeah, I hate to say it, because, like, there's long nipples out there, but there's no way you can even hold a fucking pencil if nipples, if your fingers are as long as nipples.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can't function. You basically have amputated fingers.
Yeah, you can't function.
You just got just palms.
Okay, it wouldn't be a final episode if we didn't do a fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, yeah, let's go. Let's fuck.
So this one goes back to, I don't think we... discussed this one specifically, but fuck, marry, kill, take it back to like your childhood. Kids cuisine.
I don't like fucking being involved in my childhood.
Kids cuisine, TV dinners.
Ooh.
Happy Meals.
Is that the one that had the penguins on it?
Penguins usually had it was like the first one to have the fucking brownie. Yeah, bright blue box. Yeah. Happy Meals.
Happy Meals.
Or personal pan pizzas.
What type of Happy Meal are we talking about?
Where,
is there any of them? I'm thinking of Lunchables. Sorry.
Lunchables. Happy Meals is just like basic cheeseburger,
French fries. I thought you were going the route of like things that you had in your house, and then you said it. You said Happy Meal.
I'm going to like the I think the three like those were special.
Happy
I guess
Meal,
Lunchables would fall in there too.
Happy Meal. What was the last one?
Personal pan pizzas.
Personal pan. What is?
That's like the tiny pizza you got. You always got it if you did the Scholastic Book Fair shit. Like, okay. If you did the book fairs or
can
whatever.
Can I replace that one with Lunchables?
Let's.
Because
yeah.
For me, that would make it harder.
Okay, let's do Lunchables, Kids Cuisine, and Happy Meals. Okay. Fuck, marry, kill. One you get once a month, one you get forever, and one you never get again.
I'll kill. What was the first one?
Kids cuisines.
Kids cuisines. I feel like they always like they microwave the wrong way, and like your carrot juice got into your brownie, and like the fucking fish sticks or whatever was in there was never just like it was never crispy. But a Happy Meal, that's God tier. It comes with a fucking prize.
So are you marrying or fucking the Happy Meal?
Oh, I'm marrying the Happy Meal. You get a toy with that. You get a little fucking cheeseburger, some like chicken nuggets that are always crispy because they're fresh out the fryer. Some nice like 90s McDonald's French fries.
Shout out to our 90s episode.
And our fast food episode.
And our fast hey! We're almost there. We've almost got it all.
I feel like it wouldn't be an episode.
And then I would fuck a Lunchable. I think a Lunchable. Lunchable is meant to be disposable. You like it's like okay, we're gonna fucking do this and you're done.
I'm gonna kill the Lunchable. I too will marry the Happy Meal because of those fries just tasted better when you were a kid.
90s fast food hit different, man.
Yeah, it doesn't.
No one out pizzaed the hut in the 90s. Shout out to our peeps episode.
I fucking love Kids Cuisine TV dinners. Honestly, up until like 7-8 years ago, I used to just devour.
There's also
TV
variety.
Dinner.
Like,
there's
it's variety. Not, you're not it's, getting the same meal every day.
It's a variety
day.
Happy Meals. There's a variety of
chicken nuggets and fucking cheeseburgers. Right. Like, what? There's no other variety. Maybe nowadays.
Like a chicken sandwich or like
no,
a.
No, not in our day. You could not.
They okay, are not.
Back
talking
in
nostalgic.
Our day, there were only two options for Lunchables.
Okay.
Do you guys ever do the mega stack of Lunchables where you try and do everything all at once?
I was going to say, that was my whole thing with Lunchables. It was such a treat to get them, but I only wanted the Capri Sun.
Ugh.
Also, Pacific Cooler is the
Capri
best
Sun's
flavor.
Gross.
Fruit Punch sucks. We talked about that a week ago when we were just hanging out. But Capri Suns were the only thing I wanted. Everything else, I just wanted to build stuff, and then I would throw it in the trash. Oh,
excuse me.
Which is probably my parents hate hearing that because they bought me so many of them.
This is random.
There was also the nachos one. There were the pizza ones.
So I always got the pizza.
This would be an episode of some weird shit I did as a kid with food. So the kids' cuisines, I would eat the brownie before it was cooked. So it was just
like I'm trying to remember what it came
like
as.
Goo.
It was like brownie.
It was batter.
It was cold brownie batter. I would eat it before I cooked the rest of the meal.
Yeah, you were just eating fucking cookie batter.
I love that molten lava. Like, how that... No one has created anything hotter. Even pizza rolls compared to
the
brownie.
That's the reason I ate them before. One, I just liked eating cookie dough and, like, raw batter like that, and it was cold, and I love desserts cold. Shout out to our dessert episode. But it would never...
Keep it going.
It would never cook evenly. It was either overly cooked, and then you had like a fucking tough brownie, or it wasn't cooked all the way through, and it was molten lava. So yeah. I enjoyed it more as just like a cold treat, like a dessert almost, and I would always eat it before.
No.
But yeah, fuck Mary
Kill. Shout out to our sweets episode.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm sticking with you. I'm marrying the kids' cuisines because of the variety. The Happy Meal I'm keeping as a treat, like it was always intended. Once a month or every so often.
I would die if I married the Happy Meal.
Because then
it's calories for a child.
Yeah, that's
not
a
treat anymore.
But man, those '90s fucking like those '90s Happy Meal toys. And obviously,
the Beanie Babies.
I don't know what toys are like these days for Happy Meals. But like they had like you know there was wasn't there one that they did the like Pokemon ones?
Yes.
Yeah, they had like a long
they had some
Burger King had the
you
giant
you remember
Pokemon
the ones that they were like a burger and fries and like a shake and they were Transformers?
Yeah. Those
fucking legendary, dude.
Yeah.
All right, next question to you.
All right, I'm going back to sex. That was nice and nostalgic.
And before we go, How many do you have left, Puck? I got one left. Yeah. I know we're coming to an end here soon, but
this is the last round for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I got one. Let's just do one more then.
I got one.
Go ahead.
Okay. If you could have anyone narrate you while you're having sex, who would it be? And this is every time you have sex, there's a narrator or
David Attenborough.
Remind me, I'm really bad with names.
He's the guy that narrates all like the Planet Earth and shit. It's like the old British guy.
Yeah.
So
like, the anaconda walks into its native territory.
I have two, and it's only because they've been narrating a lot of documentaries I watch recently. I can't think of his name now. The dude who plays Tyrion Lannister on Game of Thrones.
I know
Peter
who you're
talking. Dinklage?
Yeah, Peter Dinklage. Thank you.
Oh, really?
Him or Tom Hardy? Because Tom Hardy also has a badass voice. If you just listen to him narrate.
What does he narrate?
I can't remember what he recently. I think it was like a space documentary that I was watching or something. Or maybe it was the Predators one on Netflix. I don't know.
I'm getting real silly with mine. I want Al Michaels.
Who?
He's the sports broadcaster?
Yes.
I mean, dude, honestly, that Olympic call when the U.S. Fucking won and beat Russia. Oh my God!
Yes, if that the miracle was sex, on ice.
Yeah,
yeah. And here's the thing: if it's like, if it's a less than good game, you know, we're not always on our best. He's just like, man, he's just more sportscaster. Like, man, they're really fucking up today. Like, he didn't seem ready for this one.
That's good.
I want a sportscaster. Like, and then when it's good and it's great, it's like,
it's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see how it pays off for him.
Honestly, I was just about to say Jason Bateman. I love that you just did Jason Bateman's character from
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
That was Bateman.
Yeah. I'll take Mike Tyson, but
do
not,
I hear it?
Not Mike Tyson. I want Puck's version of Mike Tyson.
Or is it post credit?
It's post credit.
So I don't hear it while I'm doing it.
No, I feel like I think that would ruin the game.
That might throw me off my game. You're right.
Yeah. Like all like the nature, like the documentaries, they're all shot first, and then it's narrated, and the sportscasters,
so
like the players,
like,
don't
how
know.
How am I seeing it then? Or is there,
oh, you have to do a review.
How is it being consumed?
You have to do a review.
Okay.
And they'll shorten it. Let's say you go for a couple hours. They'll, you know, best of.
No.
It's the highlights.
We are not saying on our fucking final episode that any three of us is going for hours. Fuck that. We are truthful. Let's stick to ourselves. We're lasting.
That includes foreplay.
What's the longest? What's the longest sex session you've ever had? Nonstop.
Like including foreplay?
Everything. From everything? Start to finish. Close on to orgasm.
I'm going to say. It was 2 or 3 hours. I can't raise
someone. You just said that we could never do it that long.
I was saying without foreplay. Then you said with foreplay.
Oh, okay, well, yeah. You never came back to it. And then you go, none of us.
Spencer's 3 hours foreplay lasts 4 hours.
It does. Sometimes.
Like, how do you go for like, there's no fucking way to be like, oh, foreplay? Three hours?
I'm talking about insertion to completion. I thought that was no way.
Okay, so then clarify, Puck. Is foreplay included?
Naked foreplay.
Both parties naked?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know.
Naked foreplay. Everybody's naked and playing four.
I don't know what the longest. I mean, it was.
I like how this has just become a Spencer question. Neither one of us have any intention of answering.
I honestly don't know. So for the sake of time, we'll say just shy of an hour.
I deviated there.
Yeah. What's your last question?
Would you rather? God, is this going to be the question we go out on?
No, because I got one more.
Okay.
Would you want me to go first?
Would you rather eat a chunk of hair or drink a glass of sweat?
Chunk of hair.
Because I've done it. Like, I eat my hair all the time.
A mouthful of hair.
Yeah, easily.
Like a whole fucking thing of hair.
It's like sticking fucking 10 saltine crackers in your
mouth.
It's
not. It's hair.
Oh, God. This is gross. Okay, no, if it's that big, I'm doing a pint.
Honestly, it's a mouthful.
You are stupid for your answer if you're going to take hair because I've seen you drink
I'm changing to the sweat. Yeah, it's disgusting. I'll probably vomit after, but it probably just tastes like Pedialyte, you know? I can consume a pint of liquid. That's so fucking fast.
Oh, you drank a glass of sweat before? We've all licked sweat off of our face. Like, it's just salty. It's going to be like drinking a glass of salt water.
I used to bottle my saliva when I was a child and then drink it. I'm not talking
that's
like,
it, guys. Podcast over. That's the end of it.
I'm not talking full bottles, but it was like I would like it and then.
I can't. You need to move on.
Okay.
That's going to make me sick.
Last question. I swear to God, this was before we did the shout out thing.
Last question.
I had this on my list.
Okay.
Because it's come up as a very heated thing in our friendships for quite a while. In the game of Monopoly, what is the best space to have? Or
like
spaces.
What
color
portion
or space
of property
is the best to have in the game?
Shout out to our board games episode.
Thank you.
You rolled your eyes so hard when you said that.
Yeah, because you remember our boards game episode, and I said how Monopoly is the worst fucking game ever invented, and I haven't played it in probably a decade. I don't even know how to answer that question because that's a fucking debased question. What's the best fucking space on the worst fucking game? Who gives a shit? It's a terrible game, and you shouldn't play it.
Orange.
Okay. I'm going to take yellow.
Jail? I don't know. I honestly don't know the fucking rules. I swear to God, I have not played Monopoly in 12 years. At least.
All right. I'm going to hit it. That's the show, guys.
Bing bong.
Bing bong. That's the show, guys. If you'd like to check out any of our content that we've recorded before, please go through our catalog on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can follow us on Instagram. We'll still check in there every now and then during our hiatus. We'll probably post some videos and whatnot. Follow us at Master and Debaters on Instagram. I don't think we've ever done it on an episode, so this is technically a first. I want to throw out our personal Instagrams if you want to keep up. I know most episodes we start off with what we're doing in our lives. If you want to keep up with anything we're doing, feel free to do that.
Are they attached to our Master Debaters page?
They're attached to our Master Debaters, but we've never said it yet.
Throw them out there.
Yeah. Mine is Bangarang. That's Bangahrang on Instagram. Puck.
Pucky, Pucky _ Terrahawk, Terra hawk, like the bird that eats goldfish.
Apparently. mine's Alex E. Alberico, AlexEAlberico.
Again, we don't know if this is the last episode ever. It might be. It might not. We might see what we can do. But if you have any debate topics, feel free to hit us up. Fucking, we still love to argue, so send us a message. We'll happily come back at you.
Just yell a question at us at a bar.
Also, just take these holidays are coming around. Go ahead and start these debates with all your family members. Before we go, we'd like to thank the Helios Network for putting us on and letting this stupid idea be recorded. Like, truly, they've encouraged us from the get-go when we just threw this out, and like they've motivated us. We gave up on this multiple times, and they pushed us to do this. So shout out to Owen and Brando over at the Helios Network.
Dang.
For doing this for us and a lot of the other podcasts. Shout out to Treble HQ, Banner and Such, Wasted Truth, and the others they've had in their catalog over the years. We're very grateful for them. If you would still like to support us, we still have our Master and Debater hats. If you'd still like to buy one of those, you can head over to the heliosnetwork.com.
Everyone you buy feeds a starving child.
And by starving child, it's us. truly, for me, Spencer, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to tear up. A stupid thing that we put our names on and we're very proud of, and
this is I guess we'll just go around and be like, hey, thank you guys. I mean, it's been a lot of fun. If nothing else, it's been a fantastic excuse for me to sit, you know, intentionally with two of my best friends every week for the last year and just fucking be ourselves and be silly and be stupid. And for anybody that's ever listened to this, and for anybody that's going to continue to check it out, man, we really appreciate it and love you guys, our little baiters,
our little baiters.
You know,
I love you guys.
Don't stop baiting.
Never stop baiting.
Never stop baiting. You got anything you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to give a special shout out to a few people that mean a lot to me outside of obviously you guys, two best friends. God, this is hard. Shout out to my moms, Lori and Joey and Jacob, JR. They've been really vocal and supportive of me and these guys specifically. So I just want to give a little bit of love. And, you know, hopefully this isn't our last one, but if it is, thank you guys so much.
Yeah. Shout out to y'all one last time. Love you guys. I'm Spencer.
I'm Puck.
And I'm Alex.
We are Master and Debaters.
As always,
stay mad.
Fuck, endings suck.
Oof. I was wondering where that was going to go.
I got chills.
Love you guys. We'll talk to you soon.